Hello and welcome to the Read a Street podcast. I am Munmun and today I am going to talk about how changing mindset can improve mental health. In today's fast-paced world, mental health has become just as important as physical health. Yet, it's often misunderstood. We talk about stress, burnout, anxiety and emotional exhaustion. But rarely do we pause to ask a deeper question. What if improving our mental health starts with changing how we think? Mental health is not about being happy all the time. It's about how we cope up with daily life, how we respond to stress, how we relate to others, and how we make sense of what happens to us. Good mental health allows us to bounce back, adapt to change, build relationships, and live with a sense of purpose. That is where mindset or mentality plays a powerful role. Mental health is the state of our well-being. Mindset is the lens through which we interpret our experiences. When your mindset is rigid, every challenge feels personal and permanent. But when your mindset is flexible, growth-oriented, difficulties become manageable and meaningful. Changing your mindset does not mean ignoring pain or pretending everything is fine. It means shifting from thoughts like I'm stuck to I can learn from this defines me to this is one moment, not my whole story. Research consistently shows that people who believe they can grow and change are more resilient, less overwhelmed by setbacks, and better able to regulate their emotions. Strong mental health often shows up quietly. It looks like being able to cope with stress, staying connected to others, accepting uncertainty, enjoying small moments of joy, and feeling some sense of agency over your life, even when things aren't perfect. It's not the absence of struggle, but the presence of adaptability. So how do you begin strengthening your mental well-being through mindset? It starts with awareness, noticing your inner dialogue, catching unhelpful patterns like catastrophizing, self-blame, or always and never thinking, and gently reframing them. Being present through mindfulness helps us too, because when you are grounded in the moment, your mind spends less time replaying the past or worrying about the future. It's also important to say this clearly, changing your mindset can support mental health, but it is not cure all for mental illness. Conditions like depression or anxiety often need personal or professional support, therapy, and sometimes medication. Mindset work is most effective when it's part of a broader, compassionate approach to care, not a replacement for it. One of the most helpful shifts you can make is adopting a growth mindset, the belief that your abilities, emotional skills, and coping strategies can be developed. People with mindset don't see setbacks as proof of failure. They see them as feedback. That belief alone reduces hopelessness and builds resilience. Ultimately, a mindset and mental health grow together. When you think more kindly about yourself, you care for yourself better. When you care for yourself better, your thinking becomes clearer and more balanced. It is reinforcing loop. Mental health is not a destination you arrive at. It's an ongoing relationship with yourself. And every time you choose curiosity over self-criticism, learning over judgment, and patience over pressure, you are strengthening that relationship. Your mindset matters. Your well-being matters, and small shifts practiced consistently can change how you experience your entire life. So this was all about growth mindset. Thank you for listening and visit us at our website, thereadersstreet.com. Till then, keep learning, keep growing.